Today, I want to avoid the Talmud shaming homily. It seems to be that every second Sunday of Easter, priests or deacons would have similar homilies bashing St. Thomas about his doubts, about how he didn't believe Jesus, or something along the line. And I think what St. Thomas and what the readings today teach us, it's much more than that, my brothers and sisters. Today it's also Divine Mercy Sunday, and I would like to focus on that. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us through the gospel reading today how to deal with our brothers and sisters who are still struggling in their faith, and how to practice mercy with firm and kindness. Because I think so many of us have missed the point. Some of us have become so firm in toward the point that we lack charity. Or some of us choose to say, oh yeah, God is merciful. Do whatever you want, whatever you like, and he'll forgive your sins no matter what. We need to avoid those two extreme, and by doing what? By reflecting on what Jesus done today when he interact with his disciples, when he interact with St. Thomas. He was both firm and gentle. He affirmed who he is to his disciples when they were scared. He said to them not only once, but he said to them twice, "Peace be with you." My brothers and sisters, do we have peace with us, and especially peace that comes from the Lord? The Lord, when his disciples, when Thomas was questioning or fearful or having reservation with him, he was firm in who he was, in his resurrection, that he had won the world. My brothers and sisters, in dealing with people who are still doubting or questioning God or questioning their faith, we must be firm, but firm in kindness. Jesus didn't shame, didn't guilt, didn't somehow put down his disciples. He just told them, "Peace be with you." He was firm. He knew who he was. He know who he is. So should we too. Do we know who we are as his disciples? And are we trying to justify ourselves either being overly rigid or being overly cowardice? Where is that that balance between justice and mercy? Where is that balance between being firm and kind? Sometimes we use the law, we use the commandments, we use the teachings of the church in ways that are not productive in helping our brothers and sisters grow in their faith. Instead, we use them as a way to kind of like justify ourselves, make ourselves feel good, and push other people away. Jesus didn't do that today. When his disciples were overcame with fears, with reservation, with doubt, he said to them, "Peace be with you." And what else? He confronted them with the truth and kindness. He said, "Put your hands, put your hands and put your finger into my hands and into the nail marks and into my side." He affirm the truth of who he is. He wasn't backing away, wasn't somehow timid. He said, here I am. Look at me. Look at who I am. Do not be disbelieving, but believe. Are we able to say the same? My brothers and sisters, look at who I am. Do not be disbelieving, but believe. My brothers and sisters, we preach the gospel much more than words, much more than laws, much more than teachings, much more than the commandments. We preach the gospel by how we live, by how we remain with the truth and letting our lives radiate that truth, not justifying ourselves, not justifying our action, but pointing people to him. That's why St. John in the gospel reading today, said that Jesus did many other signs. Why? To affirm the faith of his disciples. In the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you and I may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the anointed, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you and I may have life in his name. Jesus showed who he is to his disciples with gentleness, with firmness. That's how we're called to do. Are we extending the same mercy that God has given us through the sacraments of reconciliation by how he called us back and never gave up on us, kept pursuing us even when we sin? Are we extending that same mercy that we ourselves first received to others or not? Or do we expect mercy from God, but have not practiced that mercy toward others with kindness and with firmness, by being genuine, by being humble, by being transparent, by being real in who we are as people of faith? Which leads me toward the first reading, my brothers and sisters, in the Acts of the Apostles. It begins with the community of believers of one heart and one mind. Living in a community is hard. I used to be a religious with the Redemptorists, the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemers, for 5 years. And it wasn't easy, because you have to live with other people from different paths of life, different personalities, different ways of thinking, different priorities, and just different perspective in life. Living in a community is not easy at all. But how do we make ourselves into one heart and one mind? The Acts of the Apostles said clearly that they fixed their eyes on the witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We must fix our eyes on our Lord Jesus in order to become a community of believers, of one heart, one mind, one love. The same reading, my brothers and sisters, was perverted by Karl Marx when he wrote the Communist Manifesto. If you read the Communist Manifesto or the communism or any socialist ideologies, you will find a lot of common points from the Acts of the Apostles. They try to replicate this passage today from the first reading. However, they try to replicate it without God. And by making the state God, and making the state at the end all in all. And that will ultimately and will always fail. Why? Because they will not recognize our human brokenness, our pride and our sinfulness to put ourselves first, to be in control and to manipulate other people. The only reason why the community of believers, why early Christians were able to be of one heart, one mind, one love, is because they fixed their eyes on Christ. Christ is that deciding factor, the foundation of why Christians are able to choose to love each other. So that we can be both just and merciful toward one another, because we learn first from how God was just when we have sinned, but merciful when we ask him for his forgiveness. So how are we practicing that same tenderness, that same mercy with the truth? When someone doubts, when someone is hard to love, or when someone is different than us, how are we, my brothers and sisters, practicing that same Christian charity, that Christ-centered love? Just like the Lord Jesus said in the gospel reading today, as well as the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles today, so that we are united at one. United much beyond our own selfishness, our own self-justification. United in humility, in genuineness, in firmness, in truth, and in love. That's why the second reading from the first letter of St. John said, whoever is begotten by God conquers the world. We can only change the world. We can only change our society. Not by ourselves, not by our politics, not by our ideologies, not by our revolutions, but by the love that we have for God in Christ Jesus. We need to allow that love to transform us first so that we no longer glorify ourselves, but glorify Him. Therefore, I will end my homily today by inviting you to reflect upon all of the readings, allowing God to possess your heart and my heart, my brothers and sisters, so that we learn how to be firm in the truth, to stand by Him, but also learn to be patient, kind, merciful in how we treat one another, especially those who are still struggling in their faith, those who are still questioning, those who are still hurting, those who are still gaslighting or deflecting the truth, so that in our words, our action, our life, our deeds, we're able to be of one heart, one mind at the church, radiating the love of Christ toward others. Indeed, whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, because we're not of this world. We live in the world, but not of this world. Because our victory is in Christ Jesus. Are you of the world? Is the world and its priorities, its politics, and everything controlling you and I? Are we easily agitated when things don't go our way? And do we spend so much time talking about politics, talking about other people, talking about what's not going right? Or are we turning to Christ and seeking His peace? Peace be with you, my brothers and sisters, just like the Lord said to His disciples. We are His disciples. Peace be with you. May the peace of the Lord transform us deep from within. Shed away our pride, our desire to be in control, to have things our ways, to expand our horizon, to be both just and merciful. So that each and every one of us, fixing our eyes on Christ, is able to say, my Lord, my God, my everything.